What to do with all those batteries? This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. I was surprised to find out recently that you can't recycle household batteries in my town anymore. Recycle Ann Arbor's website says, alkaline batteries do not contain hazardous materials and may be disposed of in the trash. Mercury is no longer used in common alkaline batteries, so they say trashing them is okay. But it seems like there ought to be a way to recycle them. Here at Michigan Radio, we use a lot of batteries.
I usually buy a box of 500 AA batteries probably every 2 months.
That's Bob Scunn, our chief engineer. The reporters and producers here go through around 3,000 AA batteries a year. That's about 150 pounds of batteries. We use them in our audio recorders and cameras. The University of Michigan, our employer, makes us recycle them.
They're still requiring that we put them in a bin and then they come pick them up. I'm not sure what they're doing with them afterwards.
Right. Well, I found out.
You found out? Yes. What are they doing, Mark?
They're taking them to this recycling facility in Brighton.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're tuning in, Bob, this is where our batteries get recycled. Neil Brown is the manager of this plant for RBS Metals in Brighton, Michigan. He says they process thousands of pounds of alkaline batteries from all over the country. We watch as batteries drop on a conveyor belt. The belt carries them into the machine.
So it gets hammered by 48 hammers inside the hammer mill. It gets pulverized and separates all the chemistry of the battery, and then it comes down into this vibrating sieve.
Brown says they recover all the materials from the batteries. Piles of fine black powder and little chunks of steel sit in large bins around the warehouse.
Nothing gets thrown away. It's all right here. That's all the powder. That's all the zinc and manganese that's in there. That's all the paper and plastic and brass that made up the battery, and that's all the steel of the battery.
Brown says fertilizer companies buy up about half of the zinc and manganese they collect. Another company is interested in the brass they pull out, and the steel, of course, is easy to melt down and use again. So if they can sell off all of these parts of the alkaline batteries, why aren't more people doing it?
If you're an individual processor, the amount of money that you spend collecting, processing, transporting does not offset the cost of the materials that you get at the end of the process.
Mark Bullish heads up the Corporation for Battery Recycling. He represents battery makers that are trying to develop a recycling system that makes financial sense. The University of Michigan pays around 50 cents a pound to recycle our alkaline batteries. Simply driving these batteries to a recycling facility is one of the biggest costs. And researchers at MIT say that also adds to the environmental costs. They found that depending on the program and how far the batteries have to travel, the amount of fuel burned to transport and process these batteries can offset any environmental benefits. Experts say the way to fix that is to develop the infrastructure to move these batteries more efficiently. Bullish says that's the kind of system they're trying to develop now.
We recognize that we have to start somewhere, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to model this so we can get to that, and we certainly recognize we may not be there day one.
A proven ground for an efficient battery recycling system might start in Vermont. That state passed a law that requires companies to come up with a system for household battery recycling. It'll go into effect in 2016. In the meantime, if you just don't feel right about tossing those batteries in the trash and your city doesn't recycle them, there are mail-in programs you can use. You can find us at michiganradio.org to learn more about that. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.